I strayed away. Didn't want to read your word. Didn't take the time to pray. Thought for sure my life was fine, cause everything was going good. I had money in my pocket, moved my family out the hood. But one day I got a call saying tragedy had hit. So devastated by the news that I almost called it quits. Convicted through my tears, I began to call your name. Cause Lord, you are the only one that can take away the pain. Everlasting, but our time is not that long. If you take a look around, the skies are crystal clear. Tomorrow is not promised. God's return is drawing near. It's time to face the truth. Man, if I were you, I'd accept him as my savior, for his love is so true. It's time to get down on your knees and say, Lord, help me please, cause that's all he's waiting for. Yeah.
Thank you. 10 minutes after the hour. Good morning, Jay. You pray that all is well on this wonderful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again for catching the wave. I'm going to be right here with you all the way up to 8 p.m. tonight. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Good morning to you. Come on, brother. Talk to me.
Future not crystal and chad. One no father, you have to come through the land. Me me send your money, man, me in charge. He's all God. If it is something or nothing, create this universe that we're living in. He's all God. Me say the time cannot stop him, he's eternal. He was there from the beginning. He's all God. Now is the body that was broken, the door that needs to be opened, is the word that was spoken. Nothing, no function, and no help. He's not crazy, nobody else, but he's
been 8 years since we started. Our anniversary is oh so near. We have weathered the storms that have come our way, and we've conquered every fear. Now we stand before this mountain of pain that's hard to move, and it seems as if you don't even care. What am I supposed to do? You see, I cried myself to sleep at night, lying in bed alone, filled with feelings of abandonment, because you know. Gave them three wonderful children just to carry on his name.
Slow.
Yo, but check this out.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yo,
show. We about to let you know.
Change has come.
sent me.
The Lord has made
me whole. What a wonderful change.
Music at its best. That's one of the legends, and many of you know that voice, huh? Going back down memory lane, that's the late great Mr. Bill Pinkney and the Drifters. Hall of Famer, Mr. Bill Pinkney. We are right at the bottom of the hour, and I can promise you, have a change come over you? Hasn't a change been in your life because you left that old man? You a new creature in Christ, and old things have passed away and all things become new, and you begin to think different. You begin to talk different. You begin to understand and have that relationship and that communication with Jesus Christ. Isn't it a wonderful change that has come over you today? You ought to give God some praise. Look, got more music coming your way. Got to take a pause for the call for the station ID. Don't move that dial. We'll be right back right after this.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. Down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring in Whitney Kappa. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty."
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
We get ready to go all the way back. I said all the way back. Somebody say all the way back. To the old landmark. Yeah. She gonna tell you what Jesus said.
St. John 7:38. Jesus said, if you believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I said, Jesus said, you believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus said,
with me a little more. She looked at me and said, Dame, let me tell you that the bill collector's been calling me. I then answered the phone and watched the caller ID. Then a knock came on the door. Said, ma'am, this furniture got to go. She fell on her knees, said, help me please. The man walked out while grabbing his keys. She peeked out the window, the truck pulled off. She looked around heaven, she told the Lord, I don't know. Home, but he's still in Iraq and I'm home alone. I'm supposed to be with my bishop right now. We're healing, deliverance, the souls are being saved. The state of sitting here trying to figure out how to build.
Doing a gonna rain. It's gonna rain. You better get ready. And I was in mind. Thought you'd know. Showed him the rainbow sign. He said it won't be water, but by the next time, said again, it's gonna rain. Children, it's gonna rain. Thought you better get ready. And I was in mind. Thought you'd know. Showed him the rainbow sign. He said it won't.
Son, sing my heart for us. you done wrong, don't go around telling your so-called friends, because they're going to talk about you. Jesus said, when you pray, go in your secret closet and talk to the Father with tears and secrets. We reward thee openly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the sounds of the sensational Nightingales, and they are North Carolina's own out of Durham, North Carolina, JoJo Wallace and the sensational Nightingales. We are right at the top of the hour. Certainly, again, want to thank all of you so much, far and near, for catching the wave, and you can join us right here 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., simply by joining us on our website, nfiradio.com. Again, that's nfiradio.com on our website. And you can also join us on our Facebook page, simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, on Facebook, you can join us live at NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. Always my pleasure as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor through songs and the Word of God. And for those of you, if you are just locking into the NFI Radio Gospel Network for your very first time, this network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition. We're not about compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. The Word of God let us know that he whom winneth souls is wise. We've got more coming your way. We'll be right back right after this important message.
Put your hands together.
For the very best in gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music, join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I've found healer.
Oh, oh, oh. Ha. You see? So, baby, my mom.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic in a HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Hi, I'm Pastor Wilson with True Community Church in Silas City, North Carolina. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Feel through the light of my fingerprints. I'm the design. You're the artisan. You wrote the tape of my destiny. And on every page reads your life for me. You know me better than I know myself. Your ways are higher than anything else. You have a plan far beyond all my wildest dreams. Just like you. plan far beyond all my wildest dreams. Just like
down in my soul, Lord, I know that you Now we're here to encourage you to walk into your new season, a season of freedom and a season of victory. Here it is. By the hand of the Almighty, I've been set free, healed, delivered, made complete. Now I'm walking in victory. Adrian, won't you help me sing it? By the hand of the Almighty, I've been set free, healed, delivered, made complete. Now I'm walking in victory.
We're gonna sing that again.
By the hand. Now come on, lift it up. By the hand, I've been set free. Oh, now I'm walking in victory. Oh, said I'm walking in victory. Said I'm walking in victory. Walking in victory. Get my joy back. Oh, I'm walking in victory. Said I'm walking. I'm walking in victory.
I'm walking in victory. You're my hope.
15 minutes after the hour. Are you walking in your victory? You know, the enemy don't want you to have no joy and don't want you to think that you have the victory through Christ Jesus. But the devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. And when you allow him to tap into your thoughts and your mind, then he pollutes your mind with negative thoughts, and he tries to get you to go and do things that you know are not in pleasing the eyesight of Jesus Christ. So when the enemy come like that in your thoughts and your mind, you gotta bind that and decree. You gotta send it back from where it came from. You reverse the curse back to the sender and send it back to the pits of hell. For it is not of Jesus Christ, because God wants you to walk into your victory. And many of you, you don't even realize who you are and where you are at this point in time in life. And it seems as though you're not at that place that you're walking into your victory. And because you can't see it in the spirit realm, you're looking for it in the natural. So you have to ask the Lord to reveal to you those things that are taking place in the spirit, because guess what? His angels are surrounding you. They're covering you. And guess what? The blood of Jesus is right there in the presence of you, because guess what? It's flowing through your veins. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that continues to never lose its power. So continually speak life and it will manifest. And you continually speak life, then you'll see the blessings of the Lord pouring over your life. We're going to continue now with more great gospel music. My pleasure. Again, I'm your host, the Anointed One. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Crown.
Noah would. One Noah, my cup's gonna ride on the raining tide. Oh, it's Noah. One Noah. He would destroy the land when he spoke to the brother Noah. Noah stopped and said, look ahead, Noah. Build me an ark. I want you to build it big and strong. Build it 300 cubits long. 50 high, 50 wide, because I wanted to stand on the raining tide.
I know we can't hear you. We can't hear you patting your feet out there today. But it would be kind of nice if you just put your hand together. I know what you're talking about. And in that church, there was a deacon that he sung a song back then that I didn't understand what he was singing about. But when I grew up and got old enough to go out into the world and become face to face with trials and tribulation and went homeless sometimes and been made to cry sometimes, I know what he was talking about when he would lift his hand toward heaven and tell the Lord something like this. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. You brought me from a mighty, oh Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. He would tell him, Lord, you brought me through the storm. I know you brought me through the rain. You would say, Lord, you brought me from a mighty, Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Put your hand together. Lord, you brought me from a mighty, you brought me from a mighty long way. You, Lord, you brought me, oh, from a mighty, I'm talking about me now, you brought me from a long way, I thank God because, Lord, you brought me through the storm, you brought me through the rain, I know you brought me from a mighty. You brought me from a long way. I know somebody can relate to that. And somebody can tell the Lord, say, when I was sick, Lord, you brought me. Anybody been sick? Can you tell the Lord when I was in pain? I thank you because you brought me. Can you tell the Lord sometimes? You brought me through the storm. You brought me through the rain. You ought to lift your head and say, I know you brought me from a mighty. Lord, you brought me from a long way. And I lift my head toward heaven and tell God sometimes, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now. Anybody have anything to thank God for? You ought to tell him, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I never could have made it. I couldn't have made it without you. And you know what? That, Lord, you kept your arms around me. And he watched over me through the storm and the rain. Sometimes I gotta listen along my journey. It wasn't nobody but Jesus. He took away all of my pain. I tell him, Lord, you brought me through the storm. You brought me through the rain. I know you brought me. You brought me from my head. From a mighty long way. Lift your head and tell God thank you. Come on, tell the Lord thank you. If you know God brought you right now, tell him thank you. You brought me. Did God bring you? You ought to just lift your hand and say, you. Can I let Roger sing?
Is it all right if I let Roger say? Can I hear you say yes? Yeah? Can I hear you say yes? Yeah? Can I hear you say yes? Yeah? Come here, Roger. I couldn't do it for myself, Jesus. Lord, you brought me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When I was sick, Jesus, when I didn't have food on my table, Jesus. Oh, you were right there. Can I get a witness here tonight? Let me see you wave your hand if you know we're singing about. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You brought me.
Is there anybody here tonight? No golf is good to you.
You brought me.
Is there anybody here? No golf ought to go my mighty long way. Can I get a witness here tonight? Can I get a witness?
This is Michael Boker from Greensboro, North Carolina, and you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
We're gonna have a good time, we're gonna have a good time just for you. We're gonna sing some of those old songs and some of those new songs just for you. Yeah. And we just like to say hello.
Hello.
And oh, and oh, hello everybody. Some of those old songs just for you. Songs such as
Precious Memories,
my Lord,
how they linger, how they ever flood my soul.
Your way gets dark at night. Jesus will bring things out alright. He'll be your friend, oh yeah, until the end.
Until
and oh, he's my friend every day.
And every step of the way. If I walk
in the pathway of duty. If I were to the close of the day, Lord, I shall see the great King in all his beauty. One of these old days, yes I have, Brother Mark. Oh, yeah.
When I'm gone, gonna let my love the way, Lord, I shall at the close of the day, Lord. Calling,
in the water,
telling you to
wait.
Come on and let's
wait.
Oh Lord, Jesus is calling,
in the
water, telling you to
wait.
Come on and let's
wait.
Oh Lord, well, the while on this Christian journey, trying to save my soul. Now if I live right, I'll win this fight. And Jesus will make me whole. Jesus is calling, telling you to
wait.
Come on and let the
way.
Oh Lord, come on, let's wait
in the water.
Come on and let's go down to the water. I tell you, John, Jesus
in the water.
Baptized in the water. Jesus is calling.
Wait in the water.
Telling you to wait
in the water.
Come on and let me
wait in the water.
Oh, Lord.
Precious memories, my Lord.
How they linger. How they ever flood my soul.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Yes, is this 911? Because two of my toes fell off.
Excuse me?
Two of my toes fell off.
When?
This morning. I think they're gone. I'm scared to look down there. I can't feel them.
Are you bleeding?
I don't know.
Well, honey, you need to call 911.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I just need you to help because I called 911 and they put me on hold. I just want to know why did they fall off.
Well, honey, you're going to... Who's your doctor?
Jesus up on high, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
How do you know they fell off?
Well, they just feel like they fell off. Maybe I was sleeping on my leg or something, but they don't feel like it's nothing.
Well, have you looked to see if they're on?
I'm scared to look.
Well, honey, you need to look. Look and see if they're on.
Baby, I can't see that far. My sight, man, I can't see
that. Where are you sitting? Are you sitting in a chair?
I'm sitting on the side of the bed.
Okay, just put your foot up on the side of the bed and look.
All right, hold on. Hello?
Yes?
I'm going to have to call my grandson in here to help me. Hold on here.
Okay.
Rufus? 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 Oh, he got that music in there so loud. I don't know. They might be in one of my church youth.
Honey, who's your doctor?
I don't have one right now.
Are you bleeding?
No. I'm not.
You're not bleeding?
No, I'm not bleeding.
Okay.
But I think they're in my church youth.
You think they're in your church youth?
Will it grow back? Hello?
Ma'am, hold on for just a second. I'm going to let you talk to a nurse. Hold on.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Hey, honey. When did you miss your toes?
This morning. I just don't feel them. And they might be in my white church shoes.
Wendy, when's the last time you wore your white dress shoes, honey?
I wore them to church Sunday. It was
Sunday. So you think you might have been, but you're not bleeding. Was your toes different, honey? Were they rotting away?
They wasn't rotting. They was. It had got big, and I woke up this morning, and Lord, they gone.
Okay, but yours didn't start turning black and shrinking.
Hold on, let me look.
Honey, what you looking at?
I'm trying to see if I can see my toes. I'm trying to see the ones that's left. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord.
Ah! What is the problem?
I want my toes.
Well, honey, I can't. I don't have your toes. Now, look.
Can you come and shake my shoes if you hear something in them? That means they in there.
You want me to come and shake your shoes?
I ain't looking nothing to see. He said, hunt. Yes, if you can come over here and shake my shoes.
No, honey. No. We don't make house calls. No.
Amazing. what you wanna see. And if you with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Yeah, every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Hey. Yes, sir. I see blessings, blessings. There will be blessings on blessings. Oh, yeah. I see blessings, blessings.
And now let's join Apostle Janet Wooten from Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 14, that ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it give a light unto all that are in the house. Most importantly, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Once again, we'd like to greet you on another Monday afternoon. Glory to God. We're just thankful that the Lord allowed us yet another sunny day. And we're thankful that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We would like to give honor to the NFI radio staff, to Reverend Kearney, to Apostle Barbara Watkins, and to each and every one of you that have taken time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. We do not take it lightly. We're just thankful to God for another chance to lift up the holy name of the Lord. Glory to God. In times like these, we need a Savior. Hallelujah. And we're just excited to be able to lift up the name of Jesus and to tell somebody about Jesus. Glory to God. On today, we do have a word from the Lord for you. And this word may not be for everybody, but this word is for somebody. This word is for those of you that may feel like your life has been on the back burner. You may feel like you're not where you should be. You may feel like you have been forgotten about. You may feel like you've been left behind. You may be feeling some frustration and discouragement and feeling some kind of way on today, glory to God, concerning your life and concerning your calling, concerning your destiny. There's so much going on around us today with the pandemic and with the hurricanes and storms, and it is a lot of things going on the outside of us, and then we have our own personal storms that are raging in our lives. And it seems like there's trouble on every side, and it seems like everyone is getting ahead of you, and it feels like sometimes that when you take two steps forward, it seems like you end up taking four steps back. But there is a word from the Lord on today that we pray that will help encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, and that will help push you a little further up the road, glory to God. And we want you to remember that the race is not given to the swift, but it's given to those that endure unto the end, glory to God. And so we want to go to a very familiar passage of scripture. I know that you've read the Bible and heard this story told many times, and we're going to come out of the New Testament, out of the Gospel according to St. John, and we're coming out of chapter 2. We'll be talking about today when Jesus turned the water into wine. Glory to God. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 9. Glory to God. And it says, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. And when he called the bridegroom, he said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine unto now. And we just come to let somebody know on today, glory to God, from a subject entitled The Best Wine. Hallelujah, the best wine. And another topic can be, he saves the best for last. He saves the best for last. Glory to God. And we know that at this particular subject story, that Jesus had been invited, went into Cana of Galilee, and it was the third day. And we know there's something special about the number 3. It represents the Trinity, glory to God. And so we know that Jesus on the third day, according to the word of God, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus and his disciples attended this wedding. And so while in the midst of the wedding, the wine ran out. And so the mother of Jesus looked at him and said, they have no wine. And so Jesus said unto his mother, he said, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. And so we know that Mary went on to tell the servants that whatsoever he tell you to do, do it. And so they set out. There were 6 water pots that were sitting nearby. And the water pots were used by the Jews for purification. They washed themselves. If they had any sins or just to cleanse their hands and their feet, they used these water pots to do the daily purification. Glory to God. And so when we think about the word marriage, we know that marriage is a covenant. As a matter of fact, for example, we'll talk about the church as the bride of Christ. Marriage is an agreement. It is 2 people that are joined together to become as one. Then when we begin to look at the word wine, when we think about wine, glory to God, we think about the oil of God. We think about the anointing of God. When we think about the word water, glory to God, and we go back to wine, it is a strong drink. And on the downside, it's a strong emotion such as joy, anger, hate, or sorrow. But it is also the spirit of God or the spirit of man. It is revelation and it is truth. Glory to God. But at the same time, when we look at the word water, the water is the spirit. It is the word of God and therefore the spirit of God. Hallelujah. And it also says the spirit of man or the spirit of the enemy. Water can be unstable sometimes. And when we think about this particular story, we see that the wine ran out. But then we talk about the water pot. We know that a pot is a vessel. It is doctrine. It's tradition. It's a determination or resolve, a form of truth. And it can also be a person. And so the Bible says that they had wine in the beginning of the wedding. And for them to run out of wine while Mary turned and looked at Jesus, because it was an embarrassment to the wedding party. It was an embarrassment because a wedding was like a celebration in those times during in the Bible. That they celebrated marriage. And people just didn't get married, but they had a celebration. They had a feast. They made a big to-do concerning people when they got married. And so that's why Mary turned and looked at Jesus and told him they have no wine. And at the same time, Mary also knew who Jesus was, because while she was carrying Jesus, she remembered all the prophecies and all the words that were spoken concerning his life. Even down to the Bible said in Luke chapter 2, when Simeon saw him, the baby Jesus, in the temple, and he began to tell her about his life, that he will be the rise and fall, glory be to God of Israel, and let her know that even down to her own heart will be pierced because of what will happen, that he came to give his life a ransom for many. And so we know that as we go on in the story, we know that the wine ran out. But we also know that Jesus told the men to fill the water pots with water. And when they had done so, he told them to draw out and take it to the governor and let him taste of what was a taste of the wine. And somewhere in between, when the water was put in the water pots and it was taken to the governor, it was changed into the wine. And so the governor said that most of the time that people put out their best stuff at the beginning of a celebration, at the beginning of a party, at the beginning of the gathering, and then they put out stuff that's not so good on the end. They put out the cheap wine on the end. That is what the governor said. He said, but you have saved the best for last. Glory to God. And so we come to let somebody know, even though it may seem like people have ran ahead of you, it may seem like people are doing better than what you are, it may seem like things are just going in a different direction from what you have planned. But we're here to let you know that God has saved the best for last. God has not forgotten about you. Glory to God. And even down to when you think about wine and he's doing a work in you, you need to go ahead on through the process. We know that wine goes through a process. Glory to God. And it does not change into wine just as soon as it comes off of the grapes. The grapes are harvested first, and then they go through a situation called a crushing and a destemming. And then after they go through a crushing and a destemming, they go through fermentation, glory to God. And after it goes through fermentation, then it goes through another fermentation called a malactic fermentation. Then there's maturation of the wine. Then there is a process that it goes through called the finishing, the finding and filtration. Then the wine is blended. Then the wine is placed into the bottle. Glory to God. And so we know that the same way that wine goes through a process to be changed into from the grapes vine to the wine, we know that it first starts out being connected to the vine. I'm thinking about how John said in John 15 that glory be to God that he is the true vine and his father is the husbandman, and every branch that's connected to the vine is pruned so that it can produce more. He said, I am the true vine. And he said, and my father is the husbandman. And he lets us know that every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. But most importantly, he says, If you abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. So all this time you have been connected to the true vine. All this time he allowed you to go through the crushing and go through the pressing. Glory be to God. And the crushing and the pressing come when it seemed like people were laughing at you, that people were mocking you, people were talking about you, and it seemed like people had turned their back on you, and it seemed like you were getting one blow after another. But God was allowing these things to happen in order to get out of you those things that's on the inside of you that were no good for you, that will cause you harm, that were not going to be good for the divine destiny that he had for you. Even down to when they talk about the crushing and the destemming, a lot of people think about when you see the people standing in the barrels of grapes and people are stomping on the grapes, and it's not so much so that they can get the liquid out of the inside of it, but they said that the skin had to be broken so that the wine that's on the inside and the juice on the inside can collide with the skin, and that's where the alcohol comes in at. It turns into alcohol. So there's a stomping that takes place. And there's some of you may feel like that you've been stomped on all of your life. You may feel like that the words where somebody said that you will never amount to anything, that you weren't going to do nothing. Glory be to God. But we're here to let you know today that the Lord saves the best for last, that you are turned, you have been made into the best wine. And so don't continue to be mad, walk around mad with the world. Don't be mad, but be made. Allow the Lord to continue to make you. Glory be to God. He saves the best for last. Even down to when we look at the scripture that says in Matthew 19 and 30, he said, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. We come to let you know that you might feel like you're at the back of the line, and it may seem like it's taking a long time for you to get to the front of the line. But we're here to let you know on today, glory to God, that the line has shifted. There's a divine shift that's taking place. Glory to God. And we know that the line has shifted. So now, where you were at the back of the line, now you're standing at the front of the line. Glory be to God. You are next in line for a miracle. You're next in line for a blessing. You're next in line for a breakthrough. You're next in line for deliverance. You're next in line for healing. Glory be to God. We want to let you know that he said you want the best wine. Glory be to God. He wants the best out of you. That's why he saved you for last. Glory be to God. That's why he allowed so many things happen in your life. Glory be to God. And like Joel chapter 2 said, that he's pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. And after he get out of you all those things that don't need to be on the inside of you, like unforgiveness, unhappiness, glory to God, and how you've been angry, you've been hurt. He's healing every last one of the hurts and the heartaches and pains and everything that you've gone through, glory be to God. He's going to use every bit of your story, glory be to God. He's going to turn your mess into a message, glory be to God. And he's putting something on the inside of you, glory to God. And we just come to let you know that you turn it into the best wine. So we come to let you know that he's saving the best for last. If you don't believe me, you think about King David. We know that when Samuel was sent down to Jesse's house in 1 Samuel chapter 16, that all his brothers were paraded in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, none of these are the ones. Glory be to God. And then he turned around and he asked Jesse, do you have yet another son? But before he even asked Jesse that, the word of the Lord said that the brothers were paraded in front of Samuel once again, a second time. But Samuel said, none of these are the one. And so the word of the Lord lets us know that Jesse said, yes, I do have one more son, but he's on the backside of the mountain. I have one more son, but he is the one that keeps the sheep. You know, it's amazing to me how sometimes people want to keep you, glory be to God, in a certain place. Glory be to God. They want to keep you in the back where they can continue to use you. They want to keep you in a place where nobody won't know anything about you. Glory be to God. So David was on the backside of the mountain tending the sheep. So Samuel said, we cannot sit down. I cannot leave here until you bring him to the front. And glory be to God, the word of the Lord lets us know that when David came and stood before Samuel, that he held up the cruse of oil and it began to flow. He anointed David to be king over Israel. But we know that David didn't become king automatic, that David went back to the backside of the mountain, that David went back to tending the sheep. Because David had to go through the process. He had to be made for the divine appointment, the divine assignment that God had for him. We know that David went through many things, that there were times where David was running for his life because Saul became jealous of him. Glory be to God. And we know that David went through a whole lot, that he killed the giant Goliath. Glory to God. And we know that David, glory to God, was promised a wife, and his wife was taken and given to his best friend, given to another man. Glory be to God. And we know that when David got back to Ziklag, that his family was taken. Glory to God. And even down to the men that had been riding with him turned against him, talking about stoning David. But the word of the Lord said that he encouraged himself in the Lord. And that's what we come to let you know on today, to encourage yourself with the Lord. Glory be to God. And then there is the Apostle Paul. And Paul began to talk about how he was the least of the apostles. But glory be to God, he was the last one. So Paul said, I am what I am. Glory be to God. And that's what you need to tell yourself, that I am that I am. I am everything that God will have me to be. I am everything that he's anointed, appointed, and ordained me to be. I am everything he has assigned me to be. Glory be to God. And we just come to let you know that you want to be the best one. God wants the best of you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I remember a song that Marvin Sapp sung called, he saw the best in me. Glory be to God. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. But God is making you to be the best you that he will have you to be. There are a lot of people, glory be to God, if you would tell the truth, they ran ahead of you. But they're just like some of these athletes today and some of these movie stars today and some of those the singers today that they come rich so fast that they get put up into a place where their character cannot keep them. So God is making sure that when he promotes you, glory be to God, that where he puts you at, you'll be able to stay there, that your character will not bring you down. But when he puts you there, you'll be in a place where your character will let you be able to stay there. Glory be to God. He saw the best in me. He's making me the best one. Glory to God. He saves the very best for last. Glory be to God. And even down to in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, the word of the Lord lets us know that the kingdom of heaven was likened to a man that as an householder, that he went out early in the morning to find laborers, and that he hired some people at different times of the day. Glory to God. And even down at the very end, close to the last hour, that he went out and hired some more people to come and work. And when it was all said and done, that everything that he told them he was going to do, he did it. He hired them for a penny, and every man received their penny. But the people that went out ahead of the last one felt like they should have gotten more because they felt like they had been out there long enough. Glory be to God. But he said, why are you arguing with me about what belongs to me? He said, have I not did what I said? Have I not been fair? Glory be to God. And he let them know that he did exactly what he said he was going to do. He said, take this and go your way. Glory be to God. And verse 16 lets us know that he says, so the last shall be first and the first last. For many be called, but few are chosen. You are called, you are part of the chosen remnant that God is going to use in this final hour. Glory be to God. And we see the Bible is winding up each and every day, that the Bible is being fulfilled each and every day. And God is looking for laborers to send into the vineyard. But you got to be made. So instead of walking around here mad and complaining and upset, don't be mad. Allow yourself to be made. Glory be to God. Go through the crushing. Go through the destemming. Go through the pressing. Go through the process. Glory be to God, because God is making you to be the best you that you can possibly be in such a time as this. Glory be to God. He don't need people that's going to be out there losing their heads. He don't need people that's going to throw in the towel, that's going to give up. Glory be to God. It's going to get caught up into what's going on around them. Glory to God. But he needs people that's going to keep their focus and their mind stayed on him. He needs people that's going to understand that everything good that's happened, that he gets the glory. They will not try to steal God's glory from him. But we come to let you know on the day to be encouraged, to be strengthened, to keep the faith, to hold on just a little while longer, because he serves the best wine. He saves the very best for last. The man said, the governor, after he tasted of what should have been water, it had been turned into wine. Transformation had taken place, and a transubstantiation, even down to not only did transformation take place, but the liquid was changed from its natural substance unto another substance. And that is what God is doing with you. He's allowing transformation to take place in your life. He's allowing transubstantiation to take place. The person you used to be, the things that you used to do, you will not do those things anymore. The enemies that you are fighting now, you will not fight those enemies again. The struggles that you're having now, he's getting rid of those struggles out of you. He's bringing about a change. A deliverance is taking place. Oh, God, he's letting you the best wine. He's saving the very best for last. Glory be to God. We pray today that a word was spoken that will make all the difference in your life. Just know that God has not forgotten about you, that God cares about you. Glory be to God. Just go through the process. There are some people that he's got removed out of your life, even down to when they're making wine. They got to put in sometimes, they put different things in to get all the particles out of the wine and to get all the yeast out of the wine, the yeast cells out of it, glory to God, in order for it to have the right color, in order for it to have the right taste. Glory be to God, and that's what God is doing. Don't feel bad when people walk out of your life, if they leave out of your life. Glory be to God, because they serve their purpose. Glory be to God. They're only there for a season. But God is saving the very best for last. He's saving the very best he got for you. Glory be to God. And your latter shall be greater. Your latter day shall be greater than your former days. Glory be to God. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. Even down to when you look at the definition of the word last, it means coming after and after all others. In time or order, final, glory to God, most recent in time. Last also can turn into latest. And we know latest mean what's happening right now. Glory be to God. And we come to let you know that what's happening right now is that God is getting ready to set an open door before you, that God is getting ready to elevate you, that we're under an open heaven, and God is going to use you like never before. But you got to trust in him. Wait on him. Don't give up on him. Don't throw in the towel. Glory be to God. God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. Just like the husband, just like the man in Matthew, glory be to God, chapter 20. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The householder. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. He paid them exactly what he said he was going to pay them. Glory be to God. And we see how Jesus, even though he said, my time has not come yet, but he stepped out of eternity and step into time in order to bring us into eternity. Glory be to God. It's your time now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is not a cliche. Glory be to God. This is not mimicking what others say, but this is the word of the Lord for somebody. It might not be a word for everybody, but it is a word for somebody. Glory be to God. He saves the best for last. The best wine for last. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you on today, God, for letting us know that you have not forgotten about us. God, we thank you on today, God, because we know that you are the omniscient one. You know everything, God. And Father, we thank you that you got your hands on us, that you're molding and shaping and sculpting us into what you will have us to be, God, in the matchless and powerful name of Jesus. And God, we know that a divine turnaround is taking place now. We know, God, that where we were last shall be first and the first shall be last. That the line has turned around now. That what was on the bottom is coming to the top now in the name of Jesus. So that's just how you are, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And let somebody be encouraged today, God. Let somebody know you have not forgotten about them. Let somebody know that you're bringing them to the expected end because you know the thoughts that you think towards them, God. And Father, we just ask you, God, show yourself mighty and strong, Lord, and let your word come into fruition, God. And we know that you cannot lie or your word return unto you, Lord, and if you said it, shall you not bring in the past? If you spoke it, shall you not make it good? And God, we just want to thank you for being just that kind of God. We want to thank you, God, for all you are doing for us, for all you have done for us. We want to thank you, God, that we're not an afterthought, that God, that you got us on your mind, even down to what the songwriter said, while you were on the cross, we were on your mind. And God, we just want to thank you. Hayadabosata. We just want to thank you, Jesus. He come to the altar for all you have done for us. We just want to tell you, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, keep us safe and sound, God. Watch over the children as they go to school, the parents as they go to work, God. Father God, as the people in their homes, oh God, as they go in and go out, God, in the name of Jesus, in times such as these, God, let your anger be dispatched all around us, God. Be our fence all around us and a hedge of protection. God, as people are dealing with COVID, God, we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that heals all our sickness and our diseases, and it's by your stripes that we are healed. God, we just ask you to keep your hands on us, God, and continue to let your face shine upon us, God, in the matchless and powerful name of Jesus. We thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you for favor. We thank you for your mercy that endures forever. We thank you for your love that's unconditional and everlasting. God, we just thank you for being the true and living God. We thank you for being the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we just thank you for being God. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. This has been another Turn on the Light broadcast where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us. The inboxes on Facebook, Janet Gail Wooten, Evangelist in Parentheses. We invite you, glory to God, to and come and be with us on Saturday night at 7:30. We invite you to tune in with us on another Monday afternoon. Thus says the Lord. God bless you and heaven smile upon you. And remember, he saves the best for last, the best wine. God bless you.
There is a place for me, there is a place for me, in the body of Christ.
You've been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast from Raleigh, North Carolina. Be sure to tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. till 1:30 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina.
I belong here. And this is a good place to be, yeah. I belong.
somebody like you just to include me. You could have left me out, but you wouldn't have it that way. Ooh, when I stepped out of the line, your love stepped in my place, and I belong here. I wanna stay here forever.
Lord, want you to take your time and say, I made. I want you to take your time, Robin. Thank Robin.
And go home with me for a little while, if you please. My name is Willie Johnson, and I'm from Tyler, Texas. But that wasn't where I was born. I was born in a little community about 13 miles from Tyler, in a little community that was called Galilee. And some of the people in this community that had cars. But my father, he didn't have one. Only way that we had get back and forth to the grocery store, you don't hear me, do you? We had two mules. And we had a way. Wait a minute. Again. I said, my father had two mules and he had a way. And that was a little church that where we were brought up, in a little old sanctified church. And they had a place in the back for all the kids when they got sleeping. Sometimes they would stay till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. But whenever they got ready to go home, that old minister would tell everybody to stay. And then one of them old sisters would look from one, and they would look to them. Because they knew that they wasn't going to see each other for maybe a week. But as they would stand there, an old song would come across their mind. I'd like to say the same thing that they would say. Let me say it.
Praise the grace of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Rest, rule, and fight with us. His now and forevermore.
The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the Wave on the NFI.
You know, we as men sometimes, we have a tendency to look on the other side. But I want to let you know tonight that the grass is no greener on the other side. It just looked that way. Am I right about it? Huh? Am I right about it? Oh, yeah. I want to talk to all the men tonight. And in talking to the men, I'm talking to the ladies, too. Can I do that?
Yeah.
This is what I want to tell him, brother.
You need to hold on to what you got. Hold on to what you got.
Hold on.
Is brand to someone else. What them got old to you
is brand new.
Is brand to someone else.
You need to
hold on to what you got.
Huh? Hold on, yeah.
Hold on to what you got.
Oh, you need to hold on, brother.
Hold
and I know you will.
What
then
got old?
What then got old?
It's brand new.
It's brand
to someone else.
Am I right about it?
What then got old?
Look at here.
It's brand to someone else.
Now, brothers,
you promised to love and cherish her for the rest of her days, but now you're having problems.
You wanna go your own way.
You say that she's the reason, but I know that's not true. You done met somebody younger, now you say that she is through. Brother, you need to hold on,
oh, yeah,
to what you got.
Hold on, yeah, yeah.
Hold on,
oh, yeah,
to what you got.
Hold. If I'm right about it, let me hear you scream one time.
What then got old?
Yeah.
It's bread.
Look at
this. Someone else.
Your little child.
children don't understand when you walk off and leave them alone. Because every day go past, they're asking mama, when is daddy coming home? The pain hurts so bad sometimes, she don't know what to say. She just take them in her arms and say, baby, the Lord. Now, ladies,
someone else.
Now, woman, don't you be the one to drive him away. It's so easily done by listening to what other people say. They will tell you lies sometimes that will seem so true. You will become confused and you won't know what to do. But hold on.
We sang a song that sound like this. Everybody clap your hands.
Come on!
for your hand. I need about 50 folks. I need somebody that know God has been good to you. To get out of the aisles and let's have a good time. I got one.
Chariot, Jesus.